EIC.
You're just going to sit there and wait till I talk?
No, I was trying to pull up here. Occasionally, you get people post things on Facebook, and they say things in a strange way. For instance, this. Guy writes, gorgeous weather, comma, deck, comma, grill my son singing Bad Company at the top of his lungs outside.
He's grilling his son?
While he's singing Bad Company at the top of his lung outside. Which is kind of a strange little combination.
The bad thing about phones, my most recent purchase here in the last 2 weeks, each time you get one, the spell check works in a different way, or autocorrect, or whatever you want to call it. So my last phone, I swiped. So you could just drag your finger across all the letters, and it anticipated what you were going to say. After 2 years, it was pretty much down to knowing where I was going, because I used the same words, and
in fact,
all do, over and over again.
You could stare at it, and it would do the appropriate thing.
But the new one, oh my goodness. So I'm going through, and something happened the other day, and I'm just typing away, and I hit send, and I go back and read it. No clue what my phone wrote, what it thought I was saying, and I was already in a mode, and it got worse, and I was about ready to pitch my brand new phone. But unfortunately, I can't figure out how to get it to text what I say.
Ooh.
Because that would be so much nicer if I could just hit the little microphone and speak, because I can speak clearly when I want to, and have it just type it all up. Instead, I'm trying to swipe on a phone that doesn't like that. And it doesn't always come out like I want. So he may have missed a comma or another word here or there in that entire sentence. But it's we're going to blame it on the phone today.
Okay.
We're not going to blame it on the writer. We'll blame it on the phone. It's much easier.
Well, this is kind of weird. On my message, it says tap and hold to record and send audio.
So you can actually send someone your voice.
Yeah.
I can't do that on my phone. But I can make a choice. When I first start, it says, would you like to change your keyboard? You hit that, and then you can go, okay, Google voice typing. You click that, and everything you say, it'll automatically type it up. So what I'm saying right now is going right into it. The problem with that is every single time I want to voice, I have to hit that extra buttons to do it. I just like it to stay that way all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know how to keep it safe on this phone, so.
Yeah, duct tape. Just duct tape it down.
Just stop texting people or anybody else ever. That would
That's probably work, too.
I know I said I'd be less on my phone this year, and I have to say, I really am.
Good.
Even though it seems like I'm on my phone a lot, I really am less. I don't ever pull it out during dinner and look at it. Now I have a tendency to look at those other people like, what are you doing?
Doing, yeah.
Put that phone away.
Come on.
Except for we're here and I'm tagging us all. And no. G word today. Four-letter word beginning with G.
See, that's what you could do. You could claim you're taking the person's picture you're with, your husband, and text the whole time because you're texting.
No, that's a bad one. Because I'm a selfie person.
Oh, okay.
Just take a photo of him. It would be us.
All right.
I'm one of those people that the 96% of the people go, really, another selfie? I'm down to one a week, though, people, if you've noticed. It's not a daily thing or anything. I've never been a daily person, but it's never more than one a week.
I interrupted you. Four letters?
Four letters.
G.
G.
K.
Twisted silk or cotton with cord or wire running through it. Or, it's chiefly used as an upholstery trim.
I kind of thought you might know this real well. Mm-hmm. Is it this?
No. Your first two letters are correct.
Have I ever heard of this?
I'm not sure. You've heard it in a different meaning. This is one of the meanings. Four-letter word beginning with G, meaning twisted silk or cotton with cord or wire running through it, used chiefly as an upholstery trim.
I am going out on a limb.
No.
Okay. I'm no longer on a limb.
You got nothing.
Got nothing.
243-4351 if you can tell me what today's G word is, and you haven't won in the last 6 weeks. you are eligible to play. You're playing for a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. One lunch buffet to be used Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30 at Bogey's. 243-4351. It's a four-letter word beginning with G. This is just one of the meanings. And good morning. You're on the air.
Is the word GIMP?
It is GIMP. And who is this?
Glenda Eldridge.
Linda?
Glenda.
Glenda Eldridge. And where are you calling from, Glenda?
Jacksonville.
You got it. You stop by the radio station sometime in the next 3 weeks. We will give you a gift certificate to take out to Bogey's on a Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Glenda Eldridge, our winner today. It is GIMP, G-I-M-P. It's a trim edge you put around antiques and stuff.
Really?
You finish the edge of the fabric with nails, and you don't want to look at them, so you put this pretty trim. GIMP.
And it's also a derogatory term for
someone who
invalids or somebody who can't get around.
GIMP. Which I...
Now, I wonder how that... Okay, how does that correlate then? How did somebody say, that's the trim and everything, and then...
Well, it's also a person with a limp.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's...
Maybe. Okay.
...with that, but it's, physically handicapped or... I don't get that one. But the other one I get, and I say that all the time, and people go, what? That trim thing? Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Okay.
It's GIMP.
All right.
Does your bank understand you? Your At People's Bank and Trust, we do. We are professionals who are ready to help. So whether you run the family finances, search for the best available rates, or simply have big dreams, we have financial products to fit your needs. I'm Lori Doolin, and I am your bank, and I can help you with your dreams. Simply call, click, or come by any of our 10 convenient locations. People's Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Jane, you have a call on line one.
Jane, I need you to sign off of these papers.
Jane, meeting in 5 minutes.
Disabled vehicle southbound. Expect delays.
Flash flood warnings. We highly recommend you stay off the roads.
Finally home.
Mom, Danny spilled paint on the carpet.
Mom, the dog peed in the kitchen.
Mom, come home to a clean household and some free time in your day. Thanks to The Cleaning Guy. Relax, we've got this. The Cleaning Guy, 243-1234. 243-1234.
The Talent Among Us is this weekend on Saturday at Ramel Camp Chapel.
And it's not you. You're
I have no talent.
You're not talented. I'm just saying that it is not you.
It's definitely not me. I'm going to highlight the local folks who are involved. This is in the 14 and 18 division. Meredith Shilsky, mm-hmm. who is a soprano from Jacksonville. I'm not going to tell you what they're doing because I can't pronounce three-fourths of it. Thomas Osama on the piano. By the way, Meredith Shilsky will perform a work by Schumann, Thomas Osama for Beethoven. A couple of other local people. One, Dan Gabriel Knott of Murrayville. He's a vocal baritone in the 18 and over division. And then Sean Edward Hall, who has been around Jacksonville for a while. He'll perform. He's a vocal bass. Perform works by either Mozart or Sondheim. So, tickets are $10 for children, ages 7 to 17, $15 for adults 18 or above. Having attended this in the past, it is truly amazing to see the performances of people who are in our midst.
The talent.
Yeah.
Among Us.
That's yeah. Hence
exactly.
The name.
Wow.
Okay, I got it now.
Yeah. And it's, yeah. And you can go in and you get to vote as well, and mm-hmm. people's choice and all that. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I've never had talent like that, so I've never tried. I'm not one of those people who thought, give it a try. You don't want to hear me sing or play any instrument. That's what David's for. I just walk next to him and go, yeah, he's got the talent.
That's right. I'm just a groupie. I'm just a groupie. Have I asked you about the show The Detour?
The Detour, no.
It's on TBS.
On what?
TBS, yeah. Hmm. It is not for the faint of heart. It's a comedy. It's about a trip a family takes from Pennsylvania to Florida.
I've seen it.
You have?
Yeah, it was on television last week. They showed 30 minutes without commercials or something.
Okay, okay.
And it's like a film, only in television version.
Right.
And, yeah, these are bad parents.
The bits, it's really a compilation of bits you would see in a movie.
Yeah.
In a Chevy Chase movie,
yeah,
for instance.
Something, yeah, something just cornball, yeah.
And some of the bits are just absolutely funny, but beyond
wrong.
Reason.
But they're wrong.
But they're wrong. And the biggest problem I have with it, by the way, this is going to be a one-time shot. That's it. You're not going to do another trip somewhere. It would die in a heartbeat. But you just can't bring yourself to like anybody in that car.
No. It's, well, and it is a series.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to end up in a different place than they had planned. And mm-hmm. that's what's going to ensue. But I find that it could be tiring after a few mm-hmm. episodes. I've only seen the one. But it's... I think it might be a one-trick pony throughout, so I don't know.
I've seen four,
mm-hmm.
and again, individual bits are funny,
mm-hmm.
but overall you're going,
yeah.
It's got a shelf
There's
life.
Kids in here.
Yeah.
And you're going,
it's got a shelf life. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mom, a dad, and kids.
Yeah.
And they were planning on being somewhere.
Yeah.
And
I think it's...
that's where the detour comes
Yeah,
from.
I think it's Florida where they are... That's their eventual destination goal. And the actors and actresses, I like them.
Seen them before.
Yeah. I like... I've seen them in different things. But in the show, their characters...
It's rough because you don't know.
Yeah.
It's a comedy. It's just one of those more on the bridesmaids kind of. It's a little over the top. So you're going, don't take it seriously. It's okay that the kids are there, probably because they're 18. They just look like they're 12. I don't know.
And give me a reason to pull for somebody.
Yeah.
Which tends to be a lot of shows anymore. They don't seem like they try to get you to like them, do they?
No. It's almost like if you dislike them, you're going to watch them more than if you like them.
Do you watch Sunny in Philadelphia?
Not anymore, but I did watch a lot of episodes. And those can have really funny ones and just like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Sometimes the writing is way off for me.
I've never watched it.
It's again, the same
out there.
Line. It's out there. It can be vulgar and wrong and all those things and still be really funny.
Hmm.
So, I guess Danny DeVito
mm-hmm.
and the writer's wife, who now has another series.
Perlman?
No.
Oh.
They're divorced.
Sorry.
Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman.
Sorry.
No, the blonde girl that's on all the
Sorry, Danny. Sorry, Rhea.
Her husband wrote the show.
Oh, okay.
But she is now on another show where she is like the babysitter, the something. She's taking care of other people's
The
children.
Mick? The Mick, yes.
Yeah, that's his wife.
Which,
she's off of, again, another wrong show. It's almost like we are tending to go to the rated R or edge version of everything, even with children now.
And I'm sitting here watching these, forgetting that they're on network TV because I'm watching through Netflix and everything else, and you're thinking, well, that's protecting kids, and then suddenly realizing, nah.
It's on at 7:30 on Tuesday nights on regular television now. And, I think here in America, and I watch some of these and go, golly. But I think we've been a lot milder on television than a lot of other countries all along.
Mm-hmm.
And I read things where people are going, oh, this is terrible, and that's terrible. And people from other countries on Facebook will go, you know what? We do this all the time. You guys are uptight.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to protect everybody all the time. If parents just took care of that themselves, they didn't have to tell us all the time. But we have the little, mature audience up in the corner
mm-hmm.
if you choose or not to choose to...
Those are getting complicated, too.
Yeah. TMFAB, buddy.
Sometimes they'll say...
14 or 12. Or
they'll say adult content.
Yeah.
Sometime, and not on the network TV, but some of the other shows, nudity, sexual content, sexual situations. And then you're going, you're kind of confusing me here. I just want to watch the show.
Some nudity.
Yeah.
A foot? I don't know what I'm going to see.
A butt? I don't know.
But it's it almost anything goes nowadays. I think they're pushing it again to see what they can get away with. But it does seem like there is a lot more verge of rated R regular television sitcoms now.
So the nip slip from years ago in the Super Bowl, not a big deal. Yeah.
No. Heck no.
That just did. That just did.
Cussing on TV, all of a sudden you're going, oh, I am on channel 785. It used to only be on like Showtime and all those channels. No, heck no. It's after 9. We can say whatever we please now.
Are you going to make a concerted effort to watch any of the movies, the Oscar-nominated movies this weekend?
Before the Oscars?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I can't bring myself to watch Manchester by the Sea. I want to, but I am told it is so depressing.
Until La La Land wins the big one.
You're not going to watch it.
Time out to see it.
And they will.
I know. Oh, I know. Yeah. I have a feeling about that. And I was listening to Ryan yesterday talk about all the picks and his thoughts. And I thought, okay, his choices on things are a lot like mine sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at that and go, I bet it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen so many musicals over the years, I just have a hard time embracing new ones. I don't know. There's been so many bad ones in the last 20 years that I don't know.
Is the opening scene the dance on the freeway?
Oh,
I think it is.
No clue.
Yeah, you find me a freeway in L.A.
Everybody's dancing on the
street? Yeah, where there's no vehicles.
What is that where people all stand up and dance the same?
Oh, that's the flash mob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to me, it's kind of like taking the trend and putting it in a film, and that's why teenagers and 20-somethings are going, oh, it's awesome.
And the newest thing what do they call it, flash freeze? I mean, you...
Oh, so. No. I know what you're talking about, flash freeze. That's what I do with the food in the freezer. No, everybody just stands there and they move the camera. Yeah, there's a name for that, but it's not hitting me right at the moment. But, yeah, it's... I actually did that once in Mexico, so...
Did you really?
Yeah, we all stood around a pool acting like we were going to jump in, and they filmed it.
Were you in mid-flight?
Yeah. I was the one looking like I was going in the pool, but we did it on a plane, too, looking like I was choking somebody on a plane.
Oh.
Anyway, you don't move, and I think ESPN did an entire thing where they walked through the whole building and everybody.
Mm.
I don't know. Yeah. We're not hip happening,
really. Apparently not, yeah.
I can't even tell you the name
of it.
I'm
lost.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
But, I've got family coming up and things going on, and I'm just,
okay.
I figured if I really wanted to see it, I would have rushed to the theater last night.
Well,
and the weather was beautiful, and I just didn't.
I don't know what movie I would watch, either. If it's
I'd
not Manchester.
Start with a big one. I would have gone with La La Land.
Would you?
If I was, I have nothing to do. It's raining outside. And 12 below zero, I might have went to the theater. It's just been too darn nice for these movies.
Yeah, okay.
No. Manchester by the Sea, you got to be in a mode.
Yeah, you do. And I think you got to watch it and have a buffer day afterwards.
Maybe I'll watch, what is it, Zootopia or one of those.
Yeah, there you go.
I would go with something fun.
I've seen Zootopia. It's good.
Well,
yeah.
I'll take that recommendation.
Good enough.
All right. Have a great day.
All right.
Thank you. Coming up, we'll have a look at our weather forecast. We will have Jacksonville Area Pulse.